And the only way it can go in the reverse is when God intervenes.
怎么样才能够往相反的方向呢？除非神加入在里面。
So a person, for example, physically sick.
所以比如说有一个人他生病了。
Sickness is part of the whole process of degeneration.
生病其实也是老化的一个过程。
Cancer, for example, is something that strikes mostly older people. The older you get, the risk of cancer goes higher.
比如说癌症、啊、老年人他们患癌症的机会也是比较大。
Certainly, young people can also get cancer.
当然年轻人也有可能患癌症。
But as you look at the statistics, you see that the older people get cancer at a much higher frequency, higher rate.
所以可是根据统计来说呢，就是年纪大的人，他们患癌症的机会比较大。
That's because the immune system, the body's defense system weakens with age.
因为根据随着年龄的话，人的抵抗力会减低。
It's all part of the growing old process.
这个也是老化的过程之一。
And therefore, the risk increases all the time.
所以呢，一个的患病的成分会提高。
Nowadays, younger people also get heart attacks.
现在年轻人他们也会有心脏病。
But again, of course, if you look at the statistics, the older people, the older they are, the risk of heart attack is ever higher.
可是根据统计来说，也是年纪大的人他们心脏病的患率比较大。
So when a person, for example, has cancer, it shows that the whole immune system.Is weakened to the point it cannot defend itself.
所以当一个人有癌症的话，就可能就是他的抵抗力已经很低了。
It is the process of degeneration of dying.
这个只是个老化的通往死的过程里面。
The new is becoming old.
新的变成旧了。
But God can intervene.
可是神可以阻止。
He can stop the process and reverse it, so that a person with cancer is healed.
神可以阻止这一切，以直到患癌症的病人能够治好。
I think I've shared with you before that I'm not involved. I don't engage in a ministry of physical healing.
可能我也跟你们分享过，我没有特别的去参入医病的施工里面。
But often sometimes out of compassion, I have prayed for those with things like cancer.
可是有时候出于爱心，我也为到一些的患癌症的病人祷告。
And they have been healed.
他们也被医好。
The cancer has simply disappeared.
那癌症就消失了。
So God has intervened and not only stopped the degeneration process, but actually removed it so that the very tumor, in one case a very large tumor, simply vanished. It's gone into thin air, disappeared.
神的工作在里面，你知道那个癌症那个的肿瘤就消失了。
And that not over a long period of time.
这个不是一个很长时间的治疗。
It simply vanished either the same day or within the next day or two.
忽然间可能在一天或者一两天之内就消失了。
There's nothing psychological about this.
这个不是心理。
Tumors do not vanish for psychological reasons.
你的肿瘤不会因为是心理的观念一直到消失。
Even when they're attacked with the most powerful chemical weapons,
所以他们用最严厉的化学药品
，even with radiation，
就是用电疗。
For example, it's very difficult to destroy a tumor.
所以电疗也很难的把肿瘤除去。
But when God intervenes, the tumor disappears.
可是当神工作的时候，肿瘤就消失了。
He takes it away.
神把这个拿去。
With God, all things are possible.
靠着神，什么都可能的。
I know this firsthand because I was the one who prayed for them.
我亲身经验过，因为是我为那个人祷告的。
Somebody with hemorrhage stroke.
有人他中风。
I prayed for the person. She was instantly healed.
我为他祷告，那个人即时就好了。
Cases like this.
这样的例子。
Because God can not only stop the process of death.But reverse it.
因为神不单只可以停止，也可以把整件事扭转过来。
And these people, most of them are alive to this day.
就是到目前来说，很多还活着的。
Even though I had prayed for them more than 20 years ago.
可能我为他们祷告是20多年前的事。
But I do not do this as an evangelistic method or anything of this kind. It is purely out of compassion.
可是我这样做完全是出于一份爱心，不是用来布道的。
And there are times if the Lord doesn't lead me to do so, I will not pray for them because I must be sure of the will of the Lord in this matter.
假如神没有引导我的话，我是不会这样做的。
So I do not believe in blanket praying for everybody.
所以我不相信就是说、啊、你要为每一个人每个病人祷告
In each case I must know the will of the Lord in the matter
在每一件事项里面我要知道神的旨意是什么
Once I'm confident that it is the will of the Lord and I will pray
当我知道是神的旨意的话我会为他祷告
Because my confidence is in God
因为我的信心建立在神身上
With him all things are possible
靠着神任何事都是可能的
Try to remember With GodAll things are possible, always.
记住是靠着神的话，任何事都是可能的。
If you take the first letters, all things are possible, you have ATAP.
凡事都能。
ATAP?
那英文可以说 ATAP.
What is a tap?
啊、水龙头是什么呢
？No, not tap, that one. tap, to tap like this, to touch、gently.
轻轻地敲打。
Yeah, it's true. The word can mean also tap. Might also be good. You turn on the tap.
You can 这样说吧，勉强一点。
I didn't think of that one. Thanks for that.
That's what I thought.
That is good too. Because you see, for us, what is impossible is so difficult to accomplish. For the Lord, it is one gentle touch, a tap.
我们觉得很难成就的事情，对神来说，他轻轻的一摸就可以了。
A sick person comes, someone is dying. The Lord just tap gently the person. The person is healed.
一个病人，一个垂死的人来到主的面前，主就要轻轻的摸他一下，他就好了。
This is the wonder about true faith. True faith is the confidence that with God.Everything is possible.
这就是真正的信心，就是说靠着神，凡事都能。
What else is the definition of faith?
不然的话，信心的定义是什么呢
？And what is the problem that we have among Christians today?
在基督徒里面，我们有的问题是什么呢
？They claim to believe in God.
他们说他们相信神。
The truth is, they don't believe in God.
事实是他们不相信。
Because if you don't believe that with God all things are possible.Then you haven't believed in God at all.
因为假如你都不相信靠着神凡事都能的话，就是你没有相信神。
So I ask you right now.
所以我现在要问你一个问题。
Do you really believe?
你是否真的相信呢
？I don't mean theoretically.
我不说就是理论上。
Not as a matter of theology and dogma.
啊，不说在神学里面的定义。
Of course, in theology, we all know that God is omnipotent.
当然，我们知道在神学里面，神是无所不能的。
We use this great big term omnipotent.
好，我们用这个很大的名堂啊，无所不能。
Oh yeah, theoretically, God has to be omnipotent, or else he wouldn't be God.
当然，在理论上，神当然是无所不能，不然的话，他就不是神了。
But in practice, we don't believe that.
可是在实质行动上，我们不相信。
Because our lives show that we don't believe it.
我们的生命也彰显我们不相信。
If somebody has cancer in front of you.Do you dare to pray for that person?
假如你面前有个癌症的病人，你敢不敢为他祷告呢
？You say, well, you know what happens? I pray, nothing happens.
然后你就说，哎呀，假如我为他祷告，他没什么事情发生，怎么办呢
？Then I dishonor the Lord, you know.
然后我就使神的名蒙羞了。
Well, you've already dishonored the Lord by not believing that He can do it.
啊，当你不相信神能够做这样做的话，你就已经使他的名蒙羞了。
Somebody asked me just yesterday, do you believe in?In God's healing, I said, of course I do.
昨晚有人问我，你相不相信神会医治人？我说，当然我相信。
The only thing, as I said before, is it's not up to us to tell God heal this person.
唯一我们要注意就是，不是说我们要决定啊，神啊，你医这个人吧，决定不在我们。
God doesn't want to heal that person for reasons best known to Himself.
假如神有他的原因，他不要医治那个人的话。
How do I have the right to tell God to heal that person?
我们没有这个权利去叫神去这样做。
I'm always terrified of those people who pray as though they can command God to do all kinds of things.
我常常看到有人会好像是命令神去做事情的话，我觉得很可怕。
And those who say they claim some promise, well, I also read the same Bible and I haven't seen that kind of promise.
他们说他们有什么应许，我也读同样的圣经，可是我没有看到什么的应许。
Because there are no promises without conditions in the Bible.
因为在圣经里面说的应许都有条件的。
And sometimes you can go into a Christian bookshop and you will see a book on Bible promises.
在书店里面你看到什么什么圣经的应许。
If you quote a promise without quoting the condition attached to that promise, then you have done something false.
只要你只谈应许，没有谈那个条件的话，你就讲错了。
I think you have heard me so many times preaching about being led by the Spirit that you, by now you'll say, I think next time he's going to preach, he's going to talk about that again.
可能你听我，我常常都讲什么被圣灵带领。
But that is the fundamental principle of the spiritual life.
可是这个是基督徒的生命的基本的原则。
And I know from experience that no matter how many times I may say the thing, it still doesn't register.
从经验里面我知道，不管我讲了多少次，可是我们还不知记在心里面。
But particularly when we relate to God and be confident in His power, we must be certain we are walking in the center of His will.
肯定是当我们去跟神交通，我们知道我们是与神同行的话，我们知道他的旨意是什么。
And when you walk with God, you know His will. That's why you pray for that person will be healed. No question about it.
当你与神同行，你知道他的旨意的话，你为那个人祷告，你就可以坚信不疑。
Some people are very surprised when I say to them, I have never prayed for a person.To be healed, and that person was not healed. It's always been healed.
我曾经说过，就是我为人祷告，他们就一定被医好。有人就可能觉得很难相信。
But that's the truth.
可是这个是事实。
And the reason for that is very simple.
它的原因很简单。
Which I've already told you, I always aim only to do His will.
我已经跟你说过了，就是我的目的是要成全神的旨意。
And no faith healer that I know of.
每一个信心的医治家
has ever claimed that every person he heals has been healed.
能够这样说，就是他每一个所医治的人都得到医治。
Only a small percentage of them are healed.
只有很少数的能够被医好。
And he will admit that the only people who were healed were the ones who were healed in line with God's will.
他会承认，就是所有被医好的都是根据神的旨意的。
So why do you go for a blanket healing and then you have maybe 10% healing and 90% not healed. Is that the way to function?
那为什么你要好像去祷告为每一个人去求医治，你知道只是一个少部分就能够被医好罢了。
Because if only 10% are healed, the unbeliever will be able to say, you see, this was probably, you know, the, there is a psychological explanation for all this.
因为假如只是10%的人能够被医好的话，那些不信的人他们就这个是心理作用吧。
So far from God being honored, actually the glory of His work is gone.
不单只神没有得到荣耀，他的荣耀就被除去了。
But when the non-believer challenges me and I said 100% healing, he doesn't know what to say.
可是当一个不信的人他问我，我跟他说的时候，我所求医治的人全部被医好的话，他没有话可说。
Do you believe that with God all things are possible?
你是否相信靠着神是无所不能的呢？
Now that is the first mark of a new man.
就是新造的人的第一个的迹象。
And the reason why he has that confidence is because he has already experienced it in himself.
为什么他能够有这份的信心呢？因为他亲身经验过。
The miracle has first happened in him.
那份的神迹在他的生命里面经验到。
He can look at 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17 and say, it is true.
他看到灵后第五章十六十七节，他说这只是境界是对的。
In my own life it's happened. The old passed, the new has come.
在我的生命里面我可以印证，就是旧事已过，都变成新的了。
From there on, he goes on practicing this truth, this ATAP, all things are possible.
从那里他可以经验，他可以继续的去经验，就是靠着神无所不能。
When you look into the gospel, this saying occurs several times.
当你看圣经在福音书里面这样的话出现过不少次。
And I wouldn't have time to go through them one by one.
可能我没时间一一的跟你们说。
In Mark's gospel alone, it occurs 3 times.
就是在马可福音它出现了三次。
Such as in Mark 9:23.
马可九章。
Mark 10:27. Mark 14:36. I just give you the references.
14:36.
For your future reference.
以后可以回家看。
In Matthew, the same thing. Matthew 17.
马太十七章。
And verse 20.
20节。
Matthew 19:26.
马太十九章二十六节。
And so on.
诸如此类。
Which shows that we are not dragging.Some obscure elements from the scriptures out, but that it is a pervasive part, a common part of the Lord's teaching.
可见我们所说的不是模模糊糊，而是在神的在主耶稣的教导里面很明确的说。
He many times said to his disciples, "You of little faith."
很多次主耶稣对他门徒说，你的信心太少了。
Now, if we want to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth, how are you going to do this?
你怎么样能够把福音传到地极呢？
Unless you proclaim a gospel that shows that the God we believe in is one who can transform every person into a new person.
除非你能够告诉别人，就是我们所相信的神，他能够把旧的人变成新造的人。
If we don't do this, all you are going to do is to proclaim a Christian religion.
假如我们不是这样做的话，我们是 所传的这是一个宗教。
We will spread Christianity around.
我们只是把基督教这个宗教去传播。
Are we here to preach religion or are we here to preach new life?
我们宣扬的是宗教呢，还是新造的生命呢？
What do you want to do?
你要做什么呢？
Now you see what I meant when I hesitated to talk about plans of evangelism.
可能可以明白为什么我说啊，谈到传福音的计划。
I remember what the Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees.
我记得主耶稣对法利赛人所说的话。
You go out over land and over sea, over long distances to make one convert.
你到处去传福音，去把一个人带到主的面前。
Oh, they are religiously very zealous.
他们非常有宗教的热忱。
And then when you have made one convert,
可是当他们把一个人带到主的面前的时候，
you make that person twice as worthy of hell than yourself.
他们使他更能够成为地狱之子。
I think religion is a very dangerous thing.
我想宗教是非常危险。
To a great extent, I agree with Marx and his notion that religion is an opium for the people.
我可以说，我可以赞成的就是宗教可能是以色列人的鸦片。
Because it is the substitute for the real thing.
因为它是代替了一些真实的。
It actually, like opium, I don't know how opium works. I have no first hand of this, but I understand that either it makes you feel good or it dulls your mind to the various problems, and that is to a great extent what religion does.
就好像鸦片这样子，它使你的做人是模模糊糊的。那假如宗教的话，宗教也有同样的作用在里面。
I don't think we have to take exception to what Mark said.
啊，我相信我们不需要去否认。
Because there's a lot of truth in what he says.
因为这里所说的很有道理。
I look around at religion, including Christian religion, and I see that it has made people mamu. They have dulled their understanding of things.
我环顾所有的宗教，也包括基督教里面，假如当为是个宗教的话，它只是把我们人的感觉麻木了。
So if we want to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, what is the gospel that you understand?
假如我们要传福音传到地极的话，你的福音是什么呢？
Just some more religion?
多一些宗教吗？
We're going to produce a lot of Christian Pharisees?
我们制造更多的基督教的法利赛人吗？
Of which we have too many in the church already.
其实已经太多了。
I think that our church, Disciples Church, is no exception to this problem.
我相信就是我们教会也不例外。
Never imagine that this is a problem for other churches. Our church has a major problem.
不要以为只是其他的教会才发生，其实在我们当中也可能也有很多这些事情。
I think too many among us are simply religious.
我相信在我们当中很多只是宗教吧。
With a lot of religious fervor sometimes.
可能有很多宗教的热心。
Religious enthusiasm.
啊，宗教的热忱。
Just like the Pharisees.
就好像法利赛人一样。
Going over land and sea, they're missionaries.
他们到处的传福音。
We also send out missionaries.
我们也是到处传福音。
Are we making those people twice as worthy of hell than ourselves?
我们是否把他们把我们所带的人变成地狱之子呢？
The answer to that is, in fact, I'm afraid, yes.
答案我恐怕的就是是。
Because what you don't have, you cannot pass on.
因为你没有的，你根本不能够传给人。
If you don't have life, what life are you passing on?
你没有生命的话，你怎么把生命传给人呢？
There's a world of difference between religion and life.
宗教跟生命是两回事。
When you don't have life, all you are conveying to others is religion.
你没有生命的话，你所传的只是宗教。
You listen to two people preaching the gospel, and it sounds entirely different.
你听两个人在讲道，他们两个可以所讲的完全就不一样。
You listen to one and you know that's religion.
你听了一个讲道，你说啊，这个是宗教。
You listen to another and that is life.
你听了另外一个说啊，这个是生命。
If you can't tell the difference, it's too bad for you.
啊，假如你不能够分辨的话，太可怜了。
And therefore, before we talk about bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth, I emphasize again, we must know whether we understand what life is in our experience.
所以我要重调的就是，当我们在说把福音传到地极的话，我们首先要看到底我们明不明白什么是生命，我们有没有生命。
You see, the difference is this: religion is knowledge.
分别就在这，宗教是知识。
In the early days, there was something called gnosis, which is just Greek word for knowledge.
在早期的教会里面谈到就是教知识。
And this means that you know what the Bible teaches.
就说你知道圣经所讲的是什么。
And many people in our church have a lot of gnosis, a lot of knowledge. They've been through so many trainings.
在我们的教会里面啊，你经用过很多的训练的话，你有很多的知识。
But you don't necessarily have life.
可是你不一定有生命。
When you have life, life is something that is dynamic, something that is inside, and that moves you forward.
当你有生命的话，生命是一个真实的，在你的心的里面，你这个可以推动你。
And this life finds expression in a communion with God.
这个生命在于你跟神的相交。
Now you can have a lot of knowledge, but you don't like praying.
可是你可能有很多的知识，可是你不喜欢祷告。
Or you can pray as a religious exercise.
可是可能你祷告，可是只是一个宗教的训练。
And maybe it's like Buddhism.
就好像佛教一样。
You sit there and meditate.
然后他们坐在那边去思想。
You ta zuo, you know, you sit there in lotus position and you just meditate.
他们可能就是打一个莲花座，他们只是在默想。
I have somebody in Hong Kong that I'm in touch with, a very, very good person.
在香港我认识一个很好的一个人。
We built up a friendship between us.
我们彼此认识挺好的。
It actually came from us happened to be on the same holiday tour.
是我们有一次在旅行里面认识的。
And he happened to attach himself to me because I went out swimming a relatively long distance and he determined to come with me.
有一次我要去游泳可能比较长的时间他就决定他要跟着我。
And though I didn't know him, we don't know each other, for some reason he said, are you going to swim out there?
其实我们是不认识的可是那天他就问我你是否要游泳要游出去呢?
And I said, yes.
对啊。
He said, can I come with you?
他说我可以跟着你吗?
I said, you're welcome.
我说好的。
And at first, the whole group of people came out.
起初是有几个人一起的。
And then one by one, they all dropped away.
他们一个一个的，后来就跟不上了。
Because it was a bit rough out in the ocean.
因为那个水可能的浪比较大。
I was exploring some coral in that area.
我在那里在看一些的珊瑚。
But because the water was rough, they all left.
因为可能浪比较大，他们就其他的就走了。
So I turned around and I saw, they were all heading back shore.
我转过头来，可能他们都回去了。
So I said to him, are you going back?
然后我就跟这个人说，我说你要回去吗？
He said, no, no, where you go, I go.
他说不不不，你去的话我就跟着去。
I thought this is a real disciple, this one.
我说这是真的一个好的门徒。
And he stuck with me all afternoon.
他整个下午他就黏着我。
And I thought, wow, he has a lot of confidence in me.
我说他对我还是蛮有信心的。
And where does he get that confidence?
他的信心哪来的呢？
Because in case he can't cope with the waves, he has to be confident I can rescue him and bring him back to shore.
因为他有信心，就是假如他有问题的话，我可以帮助他的。
His swimming was quite good, but not exactly, you know, world class.
他游泳的基础是不错，可是也不是世界一流的吧。
So, any case, we built up a friendship.
不管怎么样，我们都认识成为朋友。
And I discovered that he is a very, in Chinese we say 虔诚, a very,
devout.
Devout, that's right, good, thanks. A devout Buddhist.
他是个非常虔诚的佛教徒。
And so even after we returned to Hong Kong, we kept the friendship with one another.
所以当我们回到香港里面的之后，我们还是继续来往。
Yeah, I admired him very much in many ways.
我很多方面我都很敬佩这个人。
I thought he was superior to many Christians that I know.
我觉得他比我所认识的很多的基督徒都更好。
For example, his self-control.
比如说他很有节制。
Because the hotel provided meals and sometimes we had this nice big fish there, you know, oh, delicious big fish there.
比如在这酒店里面我们也包食物的有时候在桌上有很大的鱼。
But since he had become a Buddhist, maybe 2 years before, he wouldn't eat any fish.
可是因为他是已经是素食的人了，所以他也连鱼也不碰。
I said, you don't like fish?
他说你不喜欢鱼吗？
Oh, he said, I like fish.
他说我喜欢。
But now I don't take fish anymore.
可是现在我不吃鱼了。
And so everybody was there, you know, eating and enjoying all this fish and all this food. He would not yield to temptation. He wouldn't touch it.
所以不管周遭的人他们怎么去享受那个鱼，他一点也不碰。
He was eating a piece of dry bread.
他只是吃几片面包。
Because there wasn't much else for him to eat.
又没有什么可吃的。
Because everything included some meat inside or something else that he couldn't eat.
因为每一道菜都有一些肉在里面，他也不能吃。
So then he was chewing this dry bread and drinking some coke.
所以他只是干啃面包。
And meal after meal, I saw him doing this thing.
每一餐都是这样子。
And yet he was very cheerful.
可是还是很高兴的。
He didn't see that as a very high price to pay for being a Buddhist.
他不觉得啊，作为一个佛教徒的代价很大。
The more I got to know him, the more I loved this man.
当我越认识他的话，我越喜欢这个年轻人，这个人。
Many things, such as his considerateness.
比如说他很为他人着想。
And once he invited us for supper.
有一次他请我们去吃宵夜。
And so I thought he was going to take us to a vegetarian restaurant, you see.
我以为他带我们去一个素食的店里面。
And then when we arrived at the restaurant, I discovered that it was a Shanghainese restaurant.
No, 我就发现了，原来他带我们去一个上海的馆里面。
I said, well, how come you bring us here? He said, well, you are Shanghainese, are you not?
然后就说，哎，因为你是上海人吗？
He wanted to do something nice for us.
他想做一些事。
I said, what are you going to eat in the Shanghainese restaurant?
那我说你在一个上海菜馆里面你吃什么呢？
Because even the oil with which they fry the vegetable may be from animal fat.
因为他们炒菜的油可能也是猪油来的，动物油来的。
He said, no, that's fine with me. That's no problem.
哦，他说那个没关系。
In the end, I think he had a small dish of, he asked for specially to be cooked without, with only vegetable oil.
所以他最后只是为他自己点一点很小的菜。
So we were feeling bad enjoying the Shanghainese food and he was just eating this.
然后我看到，哎，我们就在享受那些上海菜，他只是吃那一点点，我觉得很不好意思。
But he was so joyful in doing it.
可是他非常的充满喜乐。
I'm very touched.
我很感动。
And I asked him about his, what he does every day. He is quite high in some company in Hong Kong.
啊，我就问他，我说，哎，你干什么的？其实他是一个公司里面的很高的职员。
And I wonder how does he survive because he has to go out into China often for his business.
啊，为着工作的关系，他常常要去中国。
I don't think in China it's all that easy to find vegetarian restaurants nowadays.
在中国里面去找素餐的话，其实是不容易的。
And you know, every day he spends 1 hour in prayer.
每一天他都会花一个小时里面在他的祷告里面。
That is the tadso, you know, he in meditate for 1 hour. No matter how busy he is, no matter whether he had enough sleep or not enough sleep, 1 hour he spends in prayer, in meditation.
不管他有多忙，不管他有多累，每一天他都会花一个小时里面去打坐。
I thought to myself, how many Christians do that?
我就想多少基督徒有这样做呢
？How many Christians spend 1 hour in quiet time？
有多少基督徒他们每天花一个小时去灵修呢
？And all his spare time, I mean all, without exaggeration, all his spare time he spends in reading the Buddhist scriptures.
我说的是他所有的空闲的时间，他都用来读他的佛经。
And not only reading it, he hand copies it.
不单只在读，他还抄，手抄。
I asked him, why do you have to copy it?
我说为什么你要手抄呢？
Well, he said, first, so that he can remember it better.
他说第一，起码他记得更好。
And secondly, with his hand-copied scriptures, he writes it neatly, then he distributes it to other people.
他说他手抄的第二个原因就是他可以去把他所抄的送给人。
Evangelism.
传福音。
Do you spend all your spare time reading the Bible? I think not. I think
你会把你所有空闲的时间去读经呢？我想没有吧。
You see the power of religion.
你想想宗教的能力有多大
？Very powerful, and it's good.
也是好的。
Can you see anything bad in that?
你有没有看到什么不好呢
？And it gives me a parallel. Christians at their best sometimes are just like this man.
这里给我看到一个平衡，就是平行，就是说有一些基督徒他们就是这样子。
But does he know the God who can do the impossible?
可是他是否知道？他是否认识那个无所不能的神呢
well, ？Of course not.
当然不。
Because in Buddhism there is no such God.
因为在佛教里面是没有神的。
And yet, even without knowing God, Without life, that spiritual life, the power of religion can motivate him to that extent.
可是就是他没有神，不认识神，没有这份生命，他还是因着他的宗教的热忱，他还是那么的有推动力。
Of course, the Marxist will say, "There you are. This man is living in the religion of opium."
那马可斯他们当然就说啊，这个人他就抽食一些的宗教的鸦片。
Well, actually, if this is the case, it isn't that bad, is it?
那假如是的话，也不是太差吧。
After all, he's a very moral, very righteous, very good man.
因为起码这个人是个非常非常有道德、非常好的人。
And yet.We have this friendship between us.
我们彼此能够成为朋友。
Because I would like to pass life onto him, not more religion. He has enough religion already.
因为我希望我能够把生命传给他，我不希望他已经有很多的宗教了，我不希望再加上去。
And it seems to me that he appreciates this friendship with me, perhaps because he does see there is a difference.
他挺喜欢跟我交朋友，似乎他能够看到一点的不同。
Maybe he does see that the difference is he has religion, I have life.
可能不同的就是他有的是宗教，我有的是生命。
And that life is a gift from God.
这个生命是神的礼物。
And so I keep in touch with him.
所以我跟他保持联系。
Hoping one of these days he will also have life.
希望有一天他也能够得到生命。
Again, I ask you.
我问你。
Do you have life?
你有没有生命呢？
You have religion. That's why you're here today, presumably.
可能因为你有宗教，所以你今天跟我们坐在一起。
At least I think that's the reason why you're here.
可能就是因为这样子你才来吧。
But when I told you about my Buddhist friend, does your religion compare to his religion?
可当我跟你讲我这个佛教的朋友的话，你所有的宗教是否能够比得上这个朋友呢？
I think very few of you can compare with the excellence of.Religion at that standard.
我甚至就是谈到在宗教的比较来说，你们很少能够比得上他。
If you don't have life, then why don't you just be a Buddhist? What difference does it really make?
假如你没有生命的话，你倒不如去做一个佛教徒吧，有什么分别呢？
At least a good one like him.
啊，起码做一个好的像他这样。
I have nothing against Buddhists.
我没有什么不喜欢佛教的。
And Buddhists like him, I love very much.
好像这样的佛教徒，我非常的喜爱。
In fact, I'm not so sure that even some of the monks are up to his standard.
我就想，可能有很多的和尚都比不上他。
He's just outstanding.
他非常的出色。
But we are back to this question: Do you have life?
可是我们回到这个问题，你有没有生命呢？
Now, if you don't have life, and we're going to talk about bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth, you see what I mean? All you're going to bring is religion. You've got no life to bring.
因为假如你没有生命的话，我们传怎么传福音传到地极的话，我们根本没有什么可以传的。
And if all you have is religion, why not let the Buddhists do the work?
只有你所拥有的只是宗教的话，你就让那些佛教徒去干吧。
Or some other religion.
或者其他的宗教。
The reason why I am a Christian.
我为什么成为一个基督徒呢？
It's because God has drawn me to himself.
那是因为神吸引我。
It is because I know this God with whom all things are possible.
因为我认识这个神，这个无所不能的神。
I don't want religion.
我不要宗教。
Not even the nice religion of my Buddhist friends.
就好像我这个佛教的朋友，这样好的一个宗教我也不要。
Because I don't see what's the point of all this.
因为我不知道这是到底为的是什么。
But knowing God, that is eternal life. That's something else.
可是认识神，那就是永生。
And so let me just summarize a few points before we close.
让我们来总结几点。
Before we can talk about bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth.
在我们还没有谈把福音传到地极之前。
What has to happen with us?
我们需要发生什么呢？
First thing is faith. You must have faith.
第一点是信心，你一定要有信心。
Now here we have another problem.
我们有另外一个问题了。
The definition of faith.
信心的定义是什么呢？
In the church today, faith generally means you accept certain doctrines to be true.
信心教会的定义就是说，哦，你相信某一些的教义。
That's religion.
这个是宗教。
That we call faith.
这个不是信心。
My friend, the Buddhist, my Buddhist friend also believes.
我这个佛教的朋友他也相信。
He also believes certain things to be true. If he didn't believe those things to be true, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing.
他也相信某一些真理，不然的话他也不会这样做吧。
Nobody can be motivated without believing in something.
假如没有一份的相信的话，没有人有推动力的。
The businessman believes in money.
能够做生意的人他相信钱。
And that is what motivates him into business.
因为这样子推动他去做生意。
To believe certain things to be true and describe this as saving faith, that's not scripture as far as I can understand.
相信某一事的事情是真实的，然后这个就说这个是一个得救的信心，这个不是圣经的教导。
Faith in the New Testament is relationship with God. I am the vine, you are the branches. We are related to one another in a living way. That is faith.
在新约圣经里面，他的信心就是我们跟神的一份的关系，就是说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，彼此有关系的。
You can believe all those doctrines, and they are all good doctrines and right doctrines, but that isn't saving faith in the New Testament.
你可以相信很多的定义，很多的教育，那可是很好的教育。可是在圣经，在新约圣经里面，这个不是信心。
At Christmas time, you believe.We have Christmas because Jesus came into the world.
我们有圣诞节，因为我们相信主耶稣来到世上。
Good and true.
很好，也对的。
I don't know what believe means, but you just believe that there's truth of, and this is fact or something like that.
可能你相信这个是一个事实吧。
And then Jesus walked on the face of this earth for some 33 years.
主耶稣在这个世上活了30多年。
See, yes, I believe that to be true.
对，我也相信这个是事实。
Good, good. And at the end of 33 years, he got crucified.
好，他33岁，他就被钉死了。
And you believe he got crucified to die for our sins.
我们相信他为我们的罪钉在十字架。
All right, good, all right.
也好。
No problem.
没问题。
And then after 3 days, he rose from the dead.
三天之后他复活，他复活。
Rather hard to believe.
那比较难相信。
But okay, okay, I can cope with that.
也好吧，我们也接受吧。
At least on the intellectual level.
起码在头脑上。
I really don't know how you can believe something like the resurrection without believing that with God all things are possible.
我就想，假如你不相信神是无所不能的话，你怎么去相信复活这回事呢？
But you say, I do believe all things are possible with God.
你说，哎呀，我相信在神是无所不能的。
Because I accept theology.
因为我接受神学。
And theology says that God is omnipotent.
然后神学里面说神是无所不能的。
I would say too much of this is totally thoughtless faith.
我说这是没有经过思考的一个信心。
I would like to talk to you if you say you believe in the resurrection.
我会跟你说，就是只要你相信复活的话。
And I would like to say, apply it now. I challenge you to put into practice this faith you claim you have that God can do all things.
我向你发出挑战，就是你去实际的生活去应用你所说的。
I wonder whether you dare.
你敢不敢活出来呢？
And the place to dare is in true evangelism, as distinct from just missionary activity.
你怎么去把这事的活出来呢？就是在传福音的里面。
Jesus dared us.
主耶稣挑战我们。
And I preach his way, his style.
我也跟他这样子的去传道。
You dare?
你敢不敢呢？
Okay. So sell everything and follow me.
你敢的话，把所有一切变卖，跟从我。
Hey, let's not go too far. This is becoming a bit fanatical now.
不要太过分了吧，可能太偏激了。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because if you sell everything, as Jesus said, and gave to the poor, what does the rich man have to live on?
然后因为只要你好像主耶稣说变卖一切救济穷人的话，然后那些有钱的人他靠什么活呢？
Now he has only one way to live.
我们只有一个方法去活了。
How?
怎么样？
Like the birds of heaven.
像天上的小鸟
like the grass of the fields,
田野的草
isn't that what the Lord Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount?
这个不是主耶稣在登山宝训里面所说的吗？
Do you dare to trust God to provide for your daily needs in the same way that God provides for the birds?
你敢不敢把你日常生活所需的去依靠神，就像神怎么样去照顾天上的飞鸟一样呢？
Do you dare?To go out with nothing in your pocket and trust God will put a shirt on your back, a coat on your back.
你敢不敢就是你口袋里面一分钱都没有，然后你依靠神，神会把一件衣服加给你呢？
We no longer talk theoretically. Yes, yes, yes. Jesus rose from the dead. You know, if you hear a thing, and this was Nazi propaganda, and we have the same problem in the church. You repeat a thing over and over and over again, according to Dr. Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda chief. Just repeat it often enough, and everybody believes it.
那我们不是谈心理学，好像那个纳粹党的里面就说啊，你重复又重复的讲那件事，好像变成事实。
Now imagine, you come to the church year after year, and what does the preacher stand there? Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus rose from the dead. At first you say, I don't believe this. But after, you know, 1 year, 2 years, what happens? This propaganda breaks down your resistance.
你就想起初你来教会的时候，那个讲道的就说，主耶稣复活了，主耶稣复活了。起初你可能不信，可是当你来教会一段日子的时候，你可能也跟着他说，主耶稣复活了。So
after 1 or 2 years, depending how strong your resistance is.
可能过了一两年。
Finally, at first you are shaking your head. No, no, no.
起初你说不是，不是，我不相信。
But after a while, the shaking is less and less vigorous.
可慢慢你就妥协下来了。
And slowly, suddenly you nod a bit, you know.
然后慢慢你忽然叫你点头。
And after a while, begins nodding more vigorous.
然后你就越加的点头了。
And one of these days, when somebody says he doesn't believe in the resurrection, oh, I become very fierce with him.
所以有一天，假如你看到有一个人，他说啊，他不相信复活的，你就很凶的跟他说。
And then you suddenly say, "You see, I believe. You see, I believe."
你说啊，我相信主耶稣复活。
I'm afraid. I'm sorry to put it as blunt as this. You might be nothing more than a victim of propaganda.
啊，对不起，我也这样说了，就是可能你只是成为一个宣传的受害者。
All religion works with propaganda.
所有的宗教都是一些的宣传。
Just like the communists did.
就好像共产一样。
Called brainwash. You repeat, repeat, repeat until you break down the resistance.
他们不断的继续，不断的重复，以这个用这个方法来洗脑。
But we are not aware of it, are we?
可是我们不觉得的。
Why would millions of people in China believe in this kind of stuff that they got there?
为什么上百万的中国人去相信这事呢？
Even fanatically believing in all this.
他们疯狂的去相信。
Well, propaganda does it.
因为是宣传。
Very effective.
非常有效。
I expose it myself.
我可以把这个表出来。
Because I don't want anybody to believe on the basis of propaganda.
我不希望每一个人相信，因为是宣传来相信。
I want that faith, as God wants that faith, to be genuine.
我希望你的信心是真正的信心。
And it is based on a genuine, deep experience.
那是因为你一个深刻的经验。
A non-experiential faith is what most Christians have.
很多基督徒他们所有的信心是没有经验的。
It is not based on any personal experience of God.
他们不是基于他们跟神的直接的关系。
There is no contact with Him at any deep level.
他们没有跟神有什么深的接触。
And sometimes it's almost pitiful.
有时候他们的接触可能是非常非常的可怜。
When you challenge some Christians and they try to dig out some experience that they claim is an experience of God.
当你去问一些基督徒的时候，他们就在想，他们曾经有过一些某些的经验。
So they will tell you some experience they had.
他们就会讲，他们也有一些的经验。
Which any non-Christian would very well know how to explain away.
可是任何一个非基督徒，他们都可以有对这些的经验有解释。
You will notice that when I give a testimony, I have already taken into account the objections of the rationalists.
你会留意的是，当我说讲一些见证分享的时候，我已经考虑过，就是有一些人他们会质疑怀疑的。
The reason is because I was a rationalist myself, so I can predict what they are going to say.
因为其实我也是个非常理性的人，所以我也可以考虑到别人会怎么想。
And also because I don't want to deceive myself.
当然我也不想欺骗我自己。
I must be sure that my experience is true, is genuine.
我一定要肯定就是我的经验是真实的。
This brings me to this other concern.
所以这个也带出另外一个关注。
That many Christians may be Christians for no other reason that they are deceiving themselves.
很多的基督徒他们之所以成为基督徒，可能是他们欺骗了他们自己。
We sometimes believe something that we want to believe.
我们就是希望我们能够去相信一些事情罢了。
Even if it's not true.
就是不真实的，我们也去相信。
That is the tragedy.
这个是非常可悲的事。
Sometimes it results in death.
有时候它的结果可能是死亡。
Sometimes, for example, even in human relations, we want to believe that this person we love also loves us.
就好像人与人的关系一样，有时候他们说啊，我希望我要相信这个人，他很爱我。
But it's self-deception.
可是是机器。
And when one day that girl or that boy tells you, I don't love you actually, the shock is too much to take.
所以当有一天那个人他跟你说，他说其实我不爱你的，这个很难接受。
But the person has already convinced himself that he or she does love me.
可是那个人已经在跟自己说，说服了自己说，啊，那个人爱我。
And when the self-deception is exposed, what do? They sometimes commit suicide.
所以当他知道事实的真相的话，他 承受不了他就情愿自杀。
I beg of you that as Christians, you don't engage in self-deception.
我求你作为基督徒不要自己欺骗自己。
The gospel has to do with the truth.
福音是真实，真理。
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
只有真理。
But that's not always the case in the church, unfortunately.
可惜就是在教会里面常常不是这样子。
And I emphasize again, I'm not talking about other churches, I'm talking about our church.
我重调就是我不是讲别人其他的教会，我是谈到我们的教会。
Until these things are clear,
除非这些事情弄清楚。
We have no gospel to preach anywhere.
我们没有什么福音可以传的。
Until you can say with the Apostle Paul,I know whom I have believed.
除非你能够像使徒保罗所说的是，我知道我所信的是谁。
If you can't say that, don't go and preach the gospel anywhere else.
你不能够这样说的话，你根本不能够去传福音。
Because all you got is religion.
因为你有的只是宗教。
The person who has life is the person who can say with Paul, I know whom I have believed.
那个有生命的人，他就好像保罗所说的就是，我知道我所信的是谁。
Otherwise, all you have is the statement, I believe what I believe, which is the worst form of dogmatism.
不然的话，你有的就是一些的教育，就是啊，我相信我所相信的。
Well, our time is rushing away.
我们时间不多了。
But this kind of faith in the God of the impossible
这种的信心，相信神是无所不能
is foundational to a genuine faith.
是一个真